3, 2, 1.
I'm Alex. I've been playing games for at least 9-10 years. My favourite game from the youngest age has to be F-Zero X on the N64. And the reason why it is my favourite game, because one, it was one of the first games I ever played. Second, it was just a fantastic opportunity to bring me and my two brothers together. Three, it just got so addictive, and I love the whole theme, the space pod racer, the music, the gameplay, just everything, and you just couldn't stop playing it, and I just absolutely loved it. And we would spend endless hours trying to get every single championship done with every single pod racer, and there was a lot of rivalry between us doing certain challenges and time trials, and it was just engrossing. Just the whole game was just, you couldn't get off it, and so many happy memories from it.
You've got post power!
We actually got the N64 from one of my brother's friends, and it was the first game that we actually played together, and it was just constant on that F-Zero X game, challenging ourselves to, you know, beating each other's times, and it was just so good. It was really, really good fun. Favourite course has to be Mute City or Silence on the Jack Cup. And my favourite pod racer, oh, too much choice. If I had to say one of my favourite ones to go for, it would have to be White Cat, Jody Summer. Because it just had good grip, good speed, and it was a go-to pod racer for me.
Did you get annoyed when one of your brothers beat you all
the
time?
Yes, very much so, yes. Because it would always be within milliseconds of each other, and that's what made it even better. Just that we were so close in times, and it was just that we wanted to get faster and faster and faster. It was fantastic, absolutely fantastic. A lot of gloating, I have to say, happened when I beat them by just a few milliseconds. So I have to take pride in my victory.
I'm guessing, did you have some sort of little trophy that if you got the fastest time that you just share it around and say, haha, look what I beat?
No. Basically, it was just the fame being on top of the leaderboard. I can remember a time when I spent a couple of hours trying to beat one of the staff ghosts that was preset onto the game, on the fastest track on the game, which was just Silence, which was an oval, and I spent hours trying to work out the engine setup that was used and the technique that was actually used by that staff ghost, but oh, it's just so frustrating. I got so annoyed I couldn't get anywhere near him, so I just thought that. It was so good to get those times though, and it was a great feeling because I knew that I could beat my older brothers. Another thing that I loved about F-Zero X was the soundtracks and the music that was put into the game. Each track had its own music for it, and it just heightened your involvement and engrossment into the game. It drove the adrenaline, and it was fantastic, absolutely fantastic. And it was only a couple of years ago that I'd actually realised that my brother had found all the soundtracks and he got them onto his iPod. As soon as I heard them, just flashbacks going back to the times, I was like, oh my goodness me, no way, right, I'm listening to these on YouTube constantly now. And it just heightens like your involvement into the game, into the race. So they did it for the N64 version and the GameCube version. So they had different soundtracks for each track, and it's just fantastic. And you have some soundtracks that are your personal favourite. On the original N64, it was more like kind of rock theme. So electric guitar, and just real, real good rock, like you could actually almost mosh to. But that was really adrenaline pumping. And then the modernized GX was more electrical music, but still did the same thing for me. Absolutely spot on, and just cannot get enough of them. F-Zero X has been remade in a GameCube version, so it's been updated, but you can't beat the original. It's one of those games that it's the nostalgia of playing the original and where it came from. You just can't beat it. Finish! All right.